changes are afoot for some mental health patients in northeast Louisiana. The Oak Haven Community Mental Health Center in Monroe shut its doors on October the 1st. This is a major concern for some. Risperdal, Haldol, Zoloft, Cymbalta. These are drugs that some people with mental health problems need to regulate their condition, and making sure patients receive correct dosages is not a simple matter of dispensing. Carl Noble is the proprietor of the Oak Haven Outpatient Community Mental Health Center. He says that patients require repeated, detailed instructions.
One service that each client gets here today is patient education, which basically talks about medication compliance, not just their psychotropic medications, but non-psychotropic medications. We talk about side effects of those medications and the importance of why you're taking these meds.
All 24 patients will now have to look for alternate care. Noble says he's shutting his doors because of changes to billing procedures.
40% of our clientele must be non-Medicare eligible. What that means is we have to have private insurance company paying the bill here, or private pay, or the clients actually, out of their pocket cash, or client could be an indigent status where they don't have any insurance and we take them on as part of a community service. So we can't meet that 40% requirement because most insurance companies won't pay for this type of facility.
Government documents estimate there are 224 community mental health centers nationwide, serving just over 25,000 patients. The Federal Register projects the total cost of regulatory changes would cost an average community mental health center just over $18,000 each in the first year. The extent to which the revised billing policy will affect all other community mental health centers is not yet clear. The National Association for Behavioral Health says its advocacy efforts have reduced the severity of payment cuts. Andrew Sperling of the National Alliance on Mental Illness says mental health care providers must meet certain conditions in order to bill for their services. Carl Noble says the conditions are not new to his practice, only the billing procedures are. But none of that is likely to resonate with those who need assistance now. Kathleen Carr is a counselor who conducts psychotherapy groups with the patients. She says the clientele is anxious about the changes, as many depend on the center's educational services.
They learn about their illnesses, their specific diagnoses. They're educated about more appropriate ways to cope with their symptoms in order to decrease them. We talk a lot about gaining awareness and insight into what their thinking is, because their thinking generally creates their emotions.
Despite the disruption, Carl Noble says most of the patients have found alternative care. One place that many of them may turn is St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy.
St. Vincent de Paul Pharmacy.
John Biglane is the head pharmacist of the charity organization. It serves between 5 and 10 mental health patients each month. Biglane expects to see more with the closure of Oak Haven. He says each new arrival will undergo an educational process.
Their prescriptions get filled, and I review their medical history and their prescription medications. It's usually a question and answer. If they're familiar with the medication and what they're for, whether they're antidepressants or antipsychotics, and they get a full counseling here.
But complete care for patients is not available at St. Vincent de Paul, and a full plan of psychiatric care for them is not yet in place. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.